Australians have been gathering in their thousands as dawn services around the country to mark Anzac Day. The ceremonies commemorate the Anzac landing at Gallipoli in 1915, and this year also marks 80 years since the outbreak of World War II in 1939. In Sydney, large crowds have turned out for the dawn service at Martin Place. Turkish authorities have arrested a suspected member of Islamic State believed to have been planning an attack at the Anzac commemoration in Gallipoli. Turkish security sources have told the ABC the planned attack at the site is in retaliation for the Christchurch mosque's attack. Hundreds of Australians and New Zealanders are preparing to attend the annual ceremony at Anzac Cove. The suspect, a 26-year-old Syrian national, was detained at Turkedag, about 100 kilometres from the Gallipoli Cove. Sri Lanka's president has asked the country's police chief and defence secretary to quit following the Easter Sunday suicide bomb attacks that killed 359 people. Both are accused of withholding intelligence of an imminent attack. Authorities have confirmed one of the suicide bombers was a postgraduate student at an Australian university. A 32-year-old man is to appear in court charged with murder following the discovery of a woman's body in a Melbourne laneway. The unnamed victim was discovered just after 6:30 yesterday morning in the city's Chinatown area.